Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Anderson, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Bradford, Canella, De Leon, Dodd, Fuller, Gaines, Galgiani, Glazer, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Jackson, Lada, Leyva, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrill, Newman, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Bidak, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Colleagues, a quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which, please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag by Senator Atkins.
As we bring ourselves into awareness of God's presence today, let us pray for all who still long to experience God's heart of mercy. For all who suffer and struggle alone, may they receive healing and support. For all who experience injustice and persecution, may they receive strength and courage. For all who grieve and mourn, may they receive comfort and peace. God of many names and manifestations, all the days of our lives are in your hands. Help us to know your presence in each unfolding event, your active enabling grace in every circumstance, and your enduring call to follow you each day with courage and gratitude. Amen.
Privileges of the floor, colleagues. Privileges of the floor. Senator Mendoza, under privileges of the floor. 1 second. All right, we'll move to Senator McGuire. Are you prepared to proceed? All righty. All right. Senator Mendoza, are you prepared or shall we move on to the next item? All right, we're going to move along. We'll come back to those items. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Under motions, resolutions, and notices. Motions, resolutions, and notices. Okay. Are you ready to proceed? Senator Mendoza, we're going to wait. We're going to slow. Senator Portantino, under motions, resolutions, and notices. Colleagues, could we please give attention to the speakers on the floor. Senator Portantino.
Thank you. Madam President, I'd like permission to enter a letter into the journal with unanimous support of the leadership. I'd like to submit a letter on my absence on Monday.
Thank you, Senator Portantino. Will be noted and accepted without objection. Colleagues, please give your attention to Senator Mendoza. Under privileges of the floor, under SCR 5, Senator Mendoza will present a resolution. All members, please, attention to Senator Mendoza. Good morning, Senator.
Thank you so much, Madam President. Members, I'm here to present Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5.
Senator Mendoza, let's let the Secretary read this item, and then we'll proceed. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 5 by Senator Mendoza relative to India Republic Day.
Senator Mendoza.
Thank you so much, Madam President. Senators, I'm here to present Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5, which observes January 26 as India Republic Day and marks the 68th anniversary of the day the Constitution of India was adopted. This resolution acknowledges this important historical event and recognizes the contribution that the Indian community makes here in California. Today, Republic Day is the most popular of all national holidays in India. This holiday serves as a reminder that the foundation of any nation starts with its people in their spirit and courage in the face of adversity and their willingness to sacrifice in the pursuit of liberty and freedom. Indian Republic Day is a commemoration of the day that the Indian Constitution came into effect. While the independence of Britain is celebrated on a different day, Republic Day represents a day that India, as a democratic whole, agreed to a single document bringing the country together. To bring this constitution into reality, the Assembly of Representatives met in sessions open to the public for 166 days spread over a three-year period. After many deliberations, 308 members of the Assembly signed two handwritten copies of this document, of this constitution. One was written in Hindi and the other was written in English. On January 24th of 1950, 2 days later, on January 26th, it came into effect, and the whole nation began and marked its anniversary as the Indian Republic. With that, members, I ask for your support today on this SER number 5. Thank you.
Is there any debate or discussion on this item? Any debate or discussion? Senator Wieckowski, followed by Senator Pan.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise in support of the resolution to commemorate Indian Independence Day. I'm in the middle of reading Hamilton, and I've learned to have a greater appreciation for the challenges that you have in crafting a constitution. You know, we make a lot of noise about declaring independence, and that's easy to do, raise your hands and say independence, but creating the document that's going to be the rule of law in your democracy is a much more difficult task. The 10th Senate District, which I'm pleased to represent, is home for thousands, tens of thousands of Indo-Americans who have come there originally. Folks may not appreciate this, is that Washington Township Hospital in the town of Fremont opened up the hospital to interns. And I think they had 15 interns that came from India 40 years ago. And as people will understand, when you need a doctor, you go to a doctor that understands Hindi and understands English, and the population has grown there. So I will be attending an event in Milpitas in my town with the Consul General later today commemorating this, and it's a weekend of celebration for Republic Day. So I urge and I vote.
Thank you, Senator Wieckowski. Senator Pan.
Thank you, Madam President, members. I too rise in strong support of SER 5. On behalf of the Asian Pacific Islander Legislative Caucus, I want to join in the celebration of India Republic Day. I want to thank my good friend from Artesia for bringing up this important resolution. The Indian people have been tremendous contributors to the state of California. I'm proud that in my own district, that part of my district is represented in the U.S. Congress by a person of Indian descent, Dr. Ami Bera. The accomplishment of the Indian people in bringing together a very diverse country together is into the most populous democracy in the world is certainly a lesson for all of us around the world, including here in the United States. As we continue to move forward, we need to embrace the diversity. We need to recognize the contributions of our immigrants from around the world, including from India. And the Indian Americans have given so much to our state and to contribute to our prosperity. And so I think, again, want to urge support for this resolution, recognizing the accomplishments of the Indian Republic Day. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Pan. Nelson. Senator Nielsen.
Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I would also rise in support of the resolution. As one who has had the privilege of traveling in that wonderful country and one who is blessed with representing what I call the Punjab of America, just north of here, where so many from India came and settled, I can attribute and give tribute to the wonderful traits and industry of the people of India. Those who I know and have befriended me and kind of adopted me into their faith and traditions, what wonderful contributions the folks from India have made to the United States of America. And in our history, what great allies they have been in our battles and history and the wars we've participated in. India has been great, great allies. And they are certainly great partners in trade. The industry that I hold dear, agriculture, we've had great, great relations with India over the decades. But most particularly, it is a nation with a fantastic lore and history. If you have not studied some of the history of this great nation, please do. Then the Punjab is the land of the five rivers, and that's always reminded me of up here in California with our many rivers. We welcome you. We thank you for being here with us. Namaste.
Thank you very much, Senator Nielsen. Senator Anderson, did you wish to speak? Senator Anderson, did you wish to speak? You had your mic up? No longer. Thank you. Further debate or discussion, Senator Gaines, followed by Senator De Leon. Senator Gaines.
Yeah, thank you, Madam President, and I want to thank the good senator, for bringing forward the resolution, and just wanted to recognize the contribution in my district, in particular in the Folsom area, the great talent that exists within my district, especially in the technology sector, is so very much appreciated, and the rich culture and the wonderful food. We just appreciate the contributions of India and this recognition. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Senator Gaines. Senator De Leon.
Thank you very much, Madam President. I, too, rise in support of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5 from our assembly member from the area of Artesia in Los Angeles. And I had the incredible honor and pleasure to visit, for the first time in my life, Gurdwara in the city of San Jose. And it is the largest of its kind, a religious temple of the Sikh religion, the largest of its kind in the world, outside of the Republic of India. But think about it, larger than any place in the United States of America, the UK, or elsewhere. And for me, it was a complete honor, and it was a pleasure to sit down and break bread with the new brothers and sisters from the Sikh community. Now, as we know, India is comprised of Hindus and Sikhs, as well as Muslims, but for me, it was very enlightening. I know a lot of folks here have had the opportunity to engage with either the Hindu community or the Sikh community, or both, and for me, it was an incredible honor. And to do so also with our newest assembly member, Assemblymember Ash Karla, because many folks may not know, but Assemblymember Karla is the first Hindu-American elected to the California State Legislature in the history of the Republic of California. He is the very first one. And I know he gives a lot of pride and honor to the Hindu and Sikh community, not just the Indian-American community, but to all communities. You make us proud, and it was such an honor. And also, too, with us, we also have the first female Indian-American mayor in the United States of America, the city of Cupertino, with Mayor Savita, and I hope I say this correctly, Savita Vaidyanathan, you know, perfect? Thank you very much, yeah? Vaidyanathan, yeah? Mayor Savita Vaidyanathan, you know? There you go. Vaidyanathan, you know? You know? The mayor of the city of Cupertino. So it just shows you the progress of inclusivity and the incredible diversity that's the fabric of this country. So I, too, also stand in support of this wonderful resolution and thank the member from Artesia for moving this forward.
Thank you, Senator De Leon. Further debate or discussion, Senator Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. It's my honor to speak in favor of this resolution. As a representative of Silicon Valley and literally all the people mentioned by the President Pro Tem, my mayor, my assembly member, and also my congressman representing our area, and also the extensive leadership in our technology communities. We have to remember that our business is good when we have good business with India. And that's very important as we consider the future in terms of international business affairs. I want to point out that this resolution supports those cooperative ventures. Indeed, the city of San Jose has a sister city relationship with city of Pune in India, the high-tech capital of India. We support those kinds of policies and efforts that encourage business with our colleagues in the tech community in India. And we think that that's very important, and we will stand in Silicon Valley for encouraging, supporting, and expanding the business internationally and in the United States. It's good for both countries. It's a winner for everybody. So thank you very much for this resolution.
Thank you, Senator Bell. Further debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, Senator Mendoza, would you like to close?
Thank you, Madam President. Members, I appreciate all the great comments from my colleagues. I respectfully ask for your support on SER 5. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Mendoza. All debate having ceased, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Bates.
Aye.
Aye. Bell.
Aye.
Berryhill. Bradford.
Aye.
Aye. Cannella.
Aye.
Aye. De Leon.
Aye.
Aye. Dodd.
Aye.
Aye. Fuller.
Aye.
Gaines.
Aye.
Aye. Gagione.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Aye. Hernandez.
Aye.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Aye. Wesso.
Aye.
Aye. Jackson.
Aye.
Aye. Lada.
Aye.
Aye. Leyva.
Aye.
Aye. McGuire. Mendoza. Aye. Mitchell.
Aye.
Aye. Monning.
Aye.
Aye. Morlock.
Aye.
Morrell.
Aye.
Aye. Newman.
Aye.
Aye. Wynn.
Aye.
Nielsen.
Aye.
Aye. Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Stern.
Aye.
Stone.
Aye.
Vidak. Wykowski.
Aye.
Wiener. Wilk.
Aye.
Wiener. Aye. Wilk. Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Berryhill. McGuire.
Aye.
Vidak.
Ayes 38, no 0. The resolution is adopted. Take a moment if folks would like to participate in a photograph with our esteemed guest. We'll take a moment. Senator Mendoza at Senator De Leon's desk.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, as we get ready to come to the back, as you can tell, we have the flag of India flying in the front. We're happy to have it. We have some special guests in the back that we're going to take a picture with. This resolution is co-authored by Assemblymember Ash Kalra and also by Jim Cooper. And I would like to make some introductions of some of the people that are here in the back. First and foremost, we'll start with our Consul General, Venkatesan Ashok. He serves out of San Francisco. The Consul General has a degree in civil engineering from the Indian Institute of Technology in New Delhi, and he joined the Indian Foreign Service back in 1982. His previous diplomatic postings have included serving as ambassador of India to Zimbabwe, and most recently, ambassador to India to the Czech Republic. He speaks many different languages. He is accompanied today by the Consul of Community Affairs, Mr. Venkata Ramana. We also have other special guests here with us. We have the mayor of the city of Artesia, Ali Sajjad Taj.
Mayor.
We also have school board member from Elk Grove USD, that's Bobby Singh Allen. The president of the National Federation of Indian American Associations, and that's Sudeep Garakshikar. The mayor of the city of Cupertino, of course, as you know, the first Indian mayor, women mayor, and that's Savita Vaidyanathan. Vaidyanathan. You threw me off. Next, we have the executive chairman and founder of an app called Stance. It's coming soon, Sumit Rai. Sumit Rai. We also have the president of the Indian Association of Sacramento, and that's Ajit Natu. And last but not least, the public relations officer of the Indian Association of Sacramento, and that's YK Chalam. Please help me welcome them.
Welcome to our guests. Please, members, join us in recognizing this esteemed group of guests. Thank you very much and welcome to the California State Senate. We are honored to have you. Additionally, under privileges of the floor, Senator McGuire at Senator De Leon's desk. Colleagues, if we could please give attention to Senator McGuire. We do have another esteemed group that we will be honoring and first presenting a resolution. Senator McGuire, for what purpose, sir?
Thank you so much. Madam President, to be able to present a resolution in recognition today.
Very good, Senator. We will go ahead and have the Secretary read, and then please feel free to proceed.
Thank you so much.
All right, colleagues, we are on file item. No, I'm sorry, this is. I'm sorry, this is under privileges of the floor. You will be reading the resolution. This is not subject to vote. Senator McGuire, please proceed.
Thank you so much, Madam President. It is an honor to be with you today, along with the Chairwoman of the Board of Equalization, the amazing Fiona Ma. We are excited to be able to recognize the marijuana enforcement team from California Fish and Wildlife. These brave men and women are part of the Department of Fish and Wildlife's first full-time special operations tactical unit dedicated to stopping dangerous and rogue outdoor and indoor marijuana cultivation operations throughout the great state of California. Founded in 2013, this 12-officer team has been highly effective, Madam President, in their first 4 years of service. Along with their mission to stop the public safety threat posed by dangerous drug trafficking cartels, who have been illegally cultivating marijuana throughout our state's public and private wildlands, this team is committed to preventing extensive environmental destruction seen in some of our most pristine public lands and watersheds. And while cannabis is legal throughout the Golden State, rogue operators have taken hold and illegally cleared thousands of acres of forests, sucked mighty rivers dry, and put the safety of thousands of residents at risk. Essential to the success and safety of the enforcement team is the soon-to-be-retired, Madam President, K-9 officer Phoebe.
Excuse me, Senator, in honor of Phoebe, could we please have some quiet in the hall and direct our attention to Senator McGuire? We don't have too many Phoebes show up, and this makes it a fairly special occasion.
Thank you so much. Phoebe is on CalPERS. It's good times. Hey, there we go. Exactly. Hot dang. Warden Brian Boyd has worked with Phoebe for the past 9 years, and they've become a dynamic duo, and they've become extremely effective. Phoebe has made an extraordinary 114 physical apprehensions on violent and armed suspects. And a few extraordinary facts about the enforcement team who are behind us today. They have cleared 669,000 pounds, or 335 tons of gross site trash and pollutants, 1.6 million feet of black poly pipe, 311 miles have been cleared from our forest lands, 82,718 pounds of fertilizer has been removed, and 433 firearms seized during their missions. The North Coast and the state of California owes a huge debt of gratitude to the men and women who stand with us here today, and I ask to please join me, along with Chairwoman Ma, in recognizing them for their incredible work, and let's wish Phoebe well on her CalPERS retirement. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a round of applause.
A round of applause to Phoebe and her friends. Senator Nielsen on this item?
Yes.
Senator Nielsen.
Ladies and gentlemen, these men and women have been at it a long time. Way back in the 80s, I remember authoring something called the CAMP program, Campaign Against Marijuana. The first state monies put into doing the things that these good men and women in our Department of Fish and Wildlife have done for decades, literally. But now it's matured and they've made great progress, but at great risk to themselves and the Phoebes of the world, and there have been many Phoebes that preceded her that we're honoring today. They do deserve our thanks. And the hard work that they've put forth, and the people in our forests and our wildlands who they have protected from this scourge upon our earth. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Nielsen. Any further comments on this item? Thank you, Phoebe. And best of luck in retirement. All right. Thank you, folks. Introductions and first reading of bills. Those bills shall be deemed read. We are going to go to consideration of the daily file. Consideration of the daily file, Senate third reading. File item number two. Pass on file. File item number three. Mr. Secretary, please read. Colleagues, we are in file item three.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 13 by Senator Pan relative to Lunar New Year celebration.
Senator Pan.
Thank you, Madam President. Senators, I would like to wish everyone a happy Lunar New Year on behalf of the Asian Pacific Islander Legislative Caucus. And to bring in the new year, my colleagues representing parts of Orange County, and I would like to present SCR 13, which recognizes this Saturday, January 28th, as the beginning of Lunar New Year. This year, we will celebrate the Year of the Rooster. They say that those born in the Year of the Rooster tend to be observant, hardworking, and talented, and they've also been known to enjoy being the center of attention. Each year, more than 1.7 million Californians, my family included, celebrate this time to renew family ties and to start New Year with a clean slate. As a son of immigrants, I understand the importance of recognizing our cultural traditions such as this, and I truly appreciate the ability that we have to be together to celebrate this cultural tradition. Now, many Lunar New Year events will take place this weekend and weeks to follow throughout the state, and I certainly encourage you and everyone to join in the festivities in your district. If you would like, you are also more than welcome to stay here in my district to enjoy some of our local celebrations. Lunar New Year is a proud example of California's rich cultural history and our commitment to diversity. Please join me in supporting SCR 13 and celebrating the Lunar New Year, the Year of the Rooster. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Pan. Debate or discussion? Senator Nguyen.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam President. Today, I also stand in support of SCR 13. Every year, Lunar New Year brings with it a renewed hope and wellness for the Asian Pacific Islanders community. For those that celebrate it, it's an exciting time, as mentioned, for family reunions and reflection on the good deeds of the new year, and looking forward to good deeds of last year and looking forward to the new year. And I am proud to stand with Senator Pan and the API community in recognizing the Year of the Rooster with SCR 13. And I also want to thank this body and the governor and the assembly for supporting my bill last year, SB 969, which now allows the Vietnamese rice cake to be sold for 24 hours in California. And so it's a very exciting time in the state of California, especially for the Vietnamese American, because now we can actually have these rice cake. And when I come back next week, I'll bring some rice cake as well. Happy Lunar New Year. Chúc mừng năm mới to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Nguyen. I think that offer is unanimously accepted. We'll see you next week. Further debate or discussion, Senator De Leon.
Thank you, Madam President. I, too, also rise with my colleagues in support of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 13, celebrating the Lunar Year. I have the honor to represent all of Koreatown, all of Chinatown, all of Thai Town, as well as Filipino Town and Little Tokyo. It was a great honor that I celebrate this diversity as we represent the incredible contributions of the Asian Pacific Islander community, not just to California, but throughout the nation. So with that, I also ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator De Leon. Any further debate or discussion on this item? Seeing and hearing none, Senator Pan, you may close.
Again, I want to thank my colleagues for speaking out in support of SCR 13. Shannon Kwai La, Happy New Year.
Thank you, Senator Pan. All debate having ceased, is there any objection to substituting a unanimous roll call? Seeing and hearing none, ayes 37, no 0. That resolution is adopted. On to file item number 4, Senator Gaines, pass on file. File item number 5, Senator Morlock, pass on file. All right, that concludes the daily file. We will return to motions and resolutions. Colleagues, this is the time to adjourn in memory. Are there any motions to adjourn in memory at this time? Seeing none, if there is no other business, Senator De Leon, the desk is clear.
Colleagues, have a very safe, very productive next few days and a weekend. We will reconvene here next Monday at 2 p.m. With that, happy Lunar Year.
Thank you, Senator De Leon. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We reconvene, colleagues, Monday at 2 p.m.